Hello.
Hi, Carson. How are you?
Good. How's everybody there?
We're good, thanks. We're good.
Good.
You're five games in now into the Cardinals' career, and how is it going there for you?
It's still a work in progress. We're at a point where we have two huge division games and really three big NFC games in a row, and we've done some good things. We've done some things that we wish we could redo and get the play over, but obviously that's not how the game works. So I have a lot of improvements to make. We got to continue to get better, continue to click, but we feel good at where we are right now coming into this game and then another big NFC West game after it.
We talked to Bruce earlier today just about the tasks of developing a quarterback into another system. What has it been like for you to learn a whole new system once again?
It's a challenge. It's definitely a challenge. It's such a different system and such a different scheme than anything I've been used to. I've been in the past, 10 years, I've played in different systems, but all of them had a lot of similarities. This one really doesn't have any. So it's a work in progress, and it's something that you can't, ever feel like you got. It's something that you got to continue to work on Mondays and Tuesdays, or off days, or so-called off days. It's always a grind. It's always, it's a lot of fun to see improvements, and it's good to see mistakes made because you learn lessons from them. And it's something that's been a great challenge and a fun challenge to accomplish.
Carson, can you just give us like one or two little examples of how it's so different than the other systems?
Mainly just schemes and concepts. There's a lot of concepts that you don't see a lot of, especially watching film, route combinations, hots on, when you're pressured, hot combinations.
Okay.
The screen game is very different. So it's really different in a number of areas, which is a great thing because it's not an offense that, the 49ers see every week or whoever we're playing sees every week. It's an offense you see a couple times a year, and there's only a handful of teams running it. So it's kind of like, it's just something you got to really adjust to, and you really have to watch on film and study because it is different than what most teams are doing.
Is it similar to the Colts, since that's where Bruce came from?
I watched that game. I haven't seen a ton of them, but it's a little bit. It's they have a couple of similar concepts, but it's really I think it's something that was going on at Stanford when Andrew was there and he was with Pep. But
right.
There are a couple similarities, but it's Bruce's scheme. It's something he's been doing for a long time. He's been to Super Bowls and won a Super Bowl and had a lot of success at, and we're continuing to try to grasp it better and better each week.
Was getting away from the Raiders organization something that you needed to do as for yourself as well, and where you are in your career?
No. I mean, I thought I was going to be there early on, and then as the off season unfolded, I realized that I wasn't, or that I wasn't a part of the plan. I've been around long enough to accept that and understand it and understand the business side of things, and started looking to the future because I realized that I wasn't going to be a part of that anymore.
Have you had a chance to see at all how Pryor is playing there for them?
Yeah, I think he's been doing great. I'm a big fan of his. He's a very good friend of mine. I like him a lot. I enjoy watching him play, and I think he's done a great job.
Carson, what strikes you about the 49ers defense from what you've seen on film so far?
I think the first thing you notice is there's not a weak link or a guy that you say, we can get mismatches on this guy in this play. Even though they're down some of their better football players or some of their better defenders, they've had Dan Scuda come in and do a phenomenal job. Number 57 has played phenomenal in his couple of weeks. The young guy, 96, the rookie's a really, really good pass rusher. I mean, there's good players at backup spots all over the place. The defensive backfield's kind of been a highly publicized, as you guys know, with injuries and guys going down. But the other guys that have come in and played, played to the same level, if not better, than the guys that were in there before him. So, you know, it's a very, very well-built roster. You know, I don't know a lot about what's going on offense and haven't seen their offense much, but defensively, there's good backups, it looks like, at every spot on the field.
You played with Scuda in Cincinnati, correct?
Correct.
When you said he's playing phenomenal, compare him to how you last played with him, what you see from him.
Well, he's playing a different position.
Right.
You know, he was a great special teamer and kind of was out of position. I think he's playing the position he's built for. Same thing with Justin Smith. Justin Smith, you know, for 4 or 5 years was playing out of position and being used improperly. Now he's just, you know, he's thrived since he's been there. I think Dan's, you know, on the cusp of thriving, playing the spot that he's, you know, he's got the athletic ability to play and the size and the frame to play. So they you know, both those guys are just doing great.
What jumps out about Scuda on film, maybe that you've seen about him now?
I'm seeing what I knew. I mean, I knew he was extremely strong. He was a great point of attack guy. He's going to hold the edge. He's fast enough to run things down from the backside. He's athletic enough to drop into coverage and you know, make you go other places with the ball. Just a great combination of size and athletic ability and speed. I mean, he moves all over the field very well. He rushes the passer well. He plays the run extremely well and really sets the edge. You know, he's done a great job.
Carson, what are you seeing out of Patrick Peterson since you've gotten there? Have you seen any eye-popping plays in practice with his athleticism?
Every day. Literally every day. He does one or two things that you want to go back and watch that side of the ball and, you know, from practice. You want to watch the film from that side of the ball. Did he really just catch that one-handed or did he really just make that play? Kind of things that you see every single day. It's not once or twice a week. He does something in practice consistently every day that you just kind of, you know, you're kind of taken back by.
All right, Carson, I think that's it for us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep, no problem. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye.